Members of Congress are responding to President Obama's request yesterday for authorization to wage a 3-year war against ISIS. Some Republicans say the president's proposal does not go far enough. Some Democrats worry it's too open-ended. At the heart of the debate, the sentence that would prohibit enduring offensive ground combat operations. Representative John Yarmuth was a Republican. He's now a Democrat representing Kentucky's 3rd congressional district, most of Louisville. So, Congressman Yarmuth, your sense of that sentence?
Well, I think that we understand what the president is trying to accomplish, and it was explained to us by White House counsel yesterday. But I think that many in the Democratic caucus feel that the language is too ambiguous and does permit probably the possibility of mission creep and a scenario in which literally tens of thousands of American combat troops could be on the ground there. So I think a lot of us would like the language tightened to make sure that the intent of President Obama is actually reflected in the language of the authorization.
Well, we understand that the sentence was written in a nebulous way just so people on both sides of the aisle might feel comforted by it, but obviously they're not. You don't think the word enduring goes far enough? At the point that word is supposed to make is that it won't be a long-lasting ground war if combat troops have to be brought in?
Right. And, you know, the word offensive helps a little bit, although, as one Democrat mentioned yesterday, you could have a situation in which the president decided we had to defend Baghdad against ISIS, so it would be defined as defensive, but literally would require tens of thousands of troops. So, again, I think you're absolutely right in that the president is trying to thread a needle here, and he's doing it in order to make sure that whatever authorization is passed by the Congress, it is truly bipartisan. And I think that's very, very important.
Yeah. Well, and doesn't the president have to say something about the possibility of ground troops to satisfy not just Republicans who are demanding that, but the potential need? Doesn't he have to have the ability as commander-in-chief to have special ops troops try to rescue a downed airman, for instance, or try to rescue hostages like the admittedly failed attempt in Raqqa to rescue hostages there in Syria?
I think that's right, although I think most of us would argue that he has that authority. The commander-in-chief always has the authority to try to rescue an American soldier or pilot. So I think that's probably not particularly what we're concerned about. I think, again, the president has that power and authority. I think we're really concerned about the possibility of mission creep. And, again, I think ultimately if push comes to shove, if that's the language that we end up having to vote on in the final analysis, there'll be a lot of Democrats who support it, because I think there's really very little opposition to the rest of the authorization.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because this request for authorization would repeal the 2002 measure that authorized the war in Iraq, but it wouldn't repeal the measure passed in 2001 that authorized a broader open-ended war against al-Qaeda. Do you worry that if this request isn't passed, the president could just fall back on that other authorization, file this battle against ISIS under the war against al-Qaeda and its affiliates, and then he falls back on a much broader measure?
Absolutely. And, of course, that's what he's using now. And that's the authority that the White House claims it has to undertake the action that we've been in now for 7 or 8 months. So he's made it very clear in the letter that he sent to Congress that he wants that 2001 authorization repealed, just doesn't want to do it as part of this legislative package. So, you know, again, I trust him and take him at his word, but we probably ought to have that bill sitting there to repeal the 2001 authorization as well. I think that would raise the comfort level of a lot of Democrats if he were to do that.
Well, House Speaker John Boehner, of course, the leader of the Republicans, says he thinks changes are likely to come. They don't want to see the president tying his hands against an enemy as formidable as ISIS. What language, if you could just take a stab at it, just what are some of the words in that sentence, enduring offensive ground operations? What are some of the words you would like to see, and what do you think you would agree with Republicans on?
Well, again, enduring is a very, very vague term. If you defined something like limited mission, a combat operation, something that didn't use a time frame that, again, could be interpreted as extending to the entire 3 years that this authorization would be in effect. On the other hand, you could cut that time frame to a year, in which case there wouldn't be as much concern about mission creep.
Well, we'll see what happens. Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky's 3rd District, thanks so much for weighing in with us.
Absolutely, Robin. Good to be with you.